Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. So today we're going to talk about, do evergreen funnels work right now in 2023 and moving into 2024? And yes, in short, the answer is yes. Yes, they do. But let's actually talk about it, because things have changed, and we've talked about it a little bit on the podcast, but I want to speak to it really specifically in terms of your marketing funnel and evergreen in relation to that as well. So over these last couple of years, we have been operating in a little bit of a false economy, right? People were home, and not only that, but the closing down of society really caused so many people to assess every single aspect of their lives, everything from their income source to their home, their location, their career, their pathway that they were taking, and even the concrete things that seemed really set in stone that now felt like a mirage, things like societal norms, the education system, the medical system, right? Everything, every single thing. And because people were reassessing and reprioritizing, people were buying because we're home, right? We were buying. And are people still buying? Yes, of course they are. But are the buyers more discerning now? Yes, yes, they are. Think about your own buying behavior and your own behavior on social media, right? You're probably more discerning now than you were 3 years ago. And does that mean that you can't make money on autopilot anymore? No, of course not. You still definitely can. But what worked before doesn't work as well or at all, if at all, anymore. So ads are typically more expensive, though not always, right? Like right now, as we speak, my funnel is costing the least it has in a long time. So that's definitely not the case across the board, but I've got clients that are paying a lot more. So it really is a mix. Ads are typically more expensive, though. And the marketplace is really overcrowded, right? People and the buyers, the audience, the people that are on your social media, those people, they've probably tried a lot of things now, and a lot of them haven't got the results that they wanted, especially if you're in the B2B space. People in their businesses are really savvy and they're onto it, right? They've done the free courses, they've done the webinars, they've got the downloads, and a lot of them have not got the results that they wanted to get. And they've been sold like this false gold, right? They're wary. Just in general, we're all a little bit wary. We've seen like big, bold claims, and we know about funnels, and right, we've got our finger on the pulse. So we just kind of take it all with a pinch of salt, and we're cautious about who we invest in, where we invest our time and our money. And that's all of us, right? So what's the solution then? Well, the good news is that it's the same as it always was. We need to solve a problem and communicate the vision of where your people are going, the vision of the solution, with emotion. Basically, we need to show people that we both know what they want and how they can get it. And we need to be specific. We need to be specific. Gone are the days of vague marketing messages getting any traction, right? Focused and deep gets the gold, not
wide and shallow. Like, put really simply, we need to be better marketers to nail the messaging. And then, yes, evergreen funnels work. The caveat here with evergreen is that we do need to address urgency because, and this is like a little bit controversial at the moment, with lots of talk around feminine marketing and not needing to subscribe to old school masculine rules of sales. And like, I agree with that to a point. I definitely agree with it. But I agree that there's been too much fear mongering going on where people try and dig the knife in their copy to get a reaction and get a sale, right? Eek. Yes, I know. But, and I used to even teach this to some extent, and I still agree with getting people present with the problem that they have, but there's a difference. And there's a difference because we can really center what we're doing on getting people excited about where they're going rather than fearful of the thing that they're running from. Also on that, if you think longer term, what kind of client is actually going to be a better client, like more joyful, more fun, more reliable in paying you, right? It's the one with the big dream, not the one that was just trying to solve this, you know, plug this hole that you made them scared about in the moment. Anyway, back to urgency. This can be tricky to produce with evergreen, depending what tools you use, like things like webinar software and things can have this built in where there's deadlines and all of that. But so we do need some form of urgency. There has to be something that anchors people into making the decision because we're human. We procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate. If we don't have to make a decision now, then we wait. Right, wait for the right time, the next paycheck, the next client, the next, like, you know, insert logical excuse here. But we can create this in a few different ways. We can do it with scarcity or exclusivity, as long as we're doing this in integrity, right? Like if we say there's 15 spots, make sure that there's only 15 spots. We can do that with a price rise. The challenges and limitations with this is that you can't always just keep raising your price every time if it's an evergreen, because if you raise your price every month, for example, you're going to reach the ceiling of what people are willing to pay for that thing. The other option is that there are bonuses disappearing. So the key is that you need something, a deadline for a decision, and ideally that something changes, something that they want gets more expensive or gets taken away, something like that, and make sure it's true. So some really great examples of evergreen funnels that my clients are using right now and always optimizing, right? We'll talk about that in a minute. But we are using evergreen funnels to build our email list, to grow our podcast listener database, to sell courses, books, high ticket programs, to get consultations for high ticket services, right? Anything you want can actually be evergreen. You do want to, we need to focus on connecting to the customer's need and communicating the value in a way that connects emotionally, because it is that emotional pull, like driver that causes us to make a decision to move. Otherwise, without that, we just kind of stay where we are because it's easier. So have fun with it, right? Have a play. And when you're thinking about a funnel, you don't have to just copy what other people are doing and put your spin on it. You can fully break the rules. I love to use Whimsical. It's just a free online tool, whimsical.com. And it's a good drag and drop, like flowchart builder. And it's easy. So then you can move things around and the lines move and you can color code it and all of that. If you need help designing a funnel, then book a free call with me and we'll talk about a strategy to scale with evergreen. So if you want to book a call with me, it's annaliesewarn.com/consult. We'll have 15 minutes, which is enough. Trust me, I'll just like quick rapid fire questions and I will let you know exactly what it is I think would work given what you're trying to achieve and what you've done and all of that. So in order though to make the funnel work, you need software. And this is where I see so many women keep themselves small, is not investing in software, either because it's a cost and we're still in that, you know, initial getting started, get everything for free, cobble it together kind of mindset, or don't understand the tech and so not entirely sure of what I should get or what's going to be the best use or any of those things, which is why I now offer FreeCO, the program that we've used inside our marketing agency for a couple of years. That's why I now offer that to small business women, because it's amazing in that it is the best all-in-one marketing and sales platform on the market. Like, hands down, I've tried a lot. And I tried to break this software for a year inside our marketing agency, like internally with our clients, and I couldn't break it across many industries. It's very powerful, but also very easy to use and super inexpensive when you compare it to the other things on the market. So if you need software, this is everything that you need to run the marketing and sales client management side of your business. So if you are duct taping together different software or you can't find a system that you rely on that works for you 24/7, then have a look at FreeCO. It's FreeCO.tech. So this is such an accessible price point that you would honestly be crazy not to check it out if you run a digital business. I wish that I had my hands on this when I first started my business. I tried so many different things, wasted so much money, like, you know, hundreds of dollars every month on things that weren't working properly. Like, this is, you can get a free 10-day trial and we help you set it up. You get access to me and my team to help you set up what you need to set up. It is incredible. And the great thing about this is that, like I mentioned before about optimizing and refining, you can do that all in one place on FreeCO because you can see all of your stats there. You've got your reporting in there. You can see which funnels are performing, where you need to tweak. You can have a look at the open rates, like, and you have our support along the way to help you to know where to look and what is actually working. Like, what is the industry averages? What are the stats? What do you need to know? What do you need to fix? How do you fix it? All of that is there inside the portal. You got training, you know, you get a whole digital marketing course alongside it because we want you to win. We want you to win, which is why I created FreeCO, because honestly, this is the one component that I see hold so many women back is the tech. And that really upsets me because they're super intelligent, doing incredible things, making an amazing impact, and have this beautiful gift to offer the world. But they're small because they don't have the platform that allows them to scale, that will grow with them. We have companies on this platform that have tens of thousands of people in their database that run, you know, multiple events every month, like in-person, hundreds of people events. We've got so businesses of all different sizes. This software will grow with you. And that refining aspect, whether you use this software or you use what you've got, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you are keeping your finger on the pulse of what's working and have on your calendar every single week to look at your metrics. Because if you are putting money in, you want to see a result at the end of it. If you are putting money into your business, you are growing your email list, or you are moving people through a funnel, if you're not getting the email signups, or you're not getting the sales, or you're not getting the consults, it's not working, right? And if you know what should be working in the order of what is going on and what your intention is, and you can say, okay, great, I'm going to put 1,000 people in, and then you know, 100 people are going to opt into this, and then 15 are going to buy that, or whatever your numbers are, right? They aren't accurate. I just
made them up right now. The point is, you will know what the benchmarks are once you've set up your funnel, and you keep an eye on that, and you know, so that you tweak. So for example, what I see happen a lot is that we will run ads and the ads will convert really well, but in meaning that the ads get the amount of traffic that they want, that we want them to. We're getting leads at the right, we're getting traffic at the right cost. The ad is getting the right amount of attention. It's getting the right amount of clicks, but then it could be not converting on that page, whether it's sales or leads or consultations. In that case, you know that it's not the ad that's the problem, it's the landing page, right? And so then you can fix the landing page and you can do your research, you can look at what competitors are doing, you can add in, change the copy, you can look at your messaging, right? You get to then dig into that element, but you don't know what's wrong if you don't know what's wrong. And a lot of people are fixing the wrong part of the funnel, right? They go, I'm running ads and they're not working. Well, actually, it's not that the ads aren't working. It's maybe that the landing page isn't supporting you in the way that you want it to, right? It's not doing its job. The ads are doing the job. The landing page isn't. Whatever the case, you can really refine from there. It's the same with your email sequences. You can see what emails are getting opened, which are getting opened less. Then you know, okay, I need to change the title on this one. Oh, this one's not getting great clicks. Great. So I'm going to change the hook here. I'm going to change the messaging. And that's the fun of marketing. It's like this Rubik's Cube that you start off with. It's a total jumbled mess. And then slowly, slowly, you like twist things around and you try things and you move the colors around until you get what works. And then you know, okay, great. When I put $150 in, I get a consultation call booked on the in my calendar. And you know then, $150 in, one call out. So if you know you have to make three phone calls, then guess what? It's $450 to get those three phone calls that gets you one client. And then you can assess your pricing and everything. You can build it off that. That's the fun of marketing. That's the fun of a funnel. And you can turn it up and down according to what you need. Like that's what our tradie clients do. When their pipeline is full, they turn down the marketing so that it's just trickling in, so that they don't have, you know, three calls a week. They just have one call a week. So they're not getting one client a week. They're getting one client a month. And whatever the business need is, your marketing should shift to accommodate that. But it all starts with an evergreen funnel. And those are not going out of style, right? Yes, we love live launch. Yes, you know, that adds a different aspect to it. It makes the whole urgency thing different. It makes community a bit different. But it doesn't mean that we can't use both. I use both and I love both. I would not ever run my business fully on live launch. That would drive me bananas. I like having the stability of knowing when I spend a certain amount on ads, I get a certain amount of consultations and I get a certain amount of clients, because that puts the power in my hands for whenever I want to bring cash flow into the business. That's the power of evergreen. So if you would like to work with me on a strategy around that, then book a consultation call with me. Have fun with it. Really have fun. Play. We need some innovation in marketing. There's too much of same, same. So if you're feeling a bit blur, same, same, jump onto Whimsical. Totally free. Have some fun. Maybe screenshot it, send it to me. Let me know what you're thinking in terms of a funnel. Come DM me on Instagram or something, but connect in and let's nerd out on marketing. All right. Thanks, lovely people, for being here. I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarren.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.